Mark Pope will not slow down in the transfer portal. That's right. Two more commits, players that are really good and are going to really help this team. We'll talk about those guys coming up on today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over Wildcats Today, joined as always by my co-host, Carson Nash. Carson, how are we doing, buddy?
You know, Andrew, I'm struggling to figure out something. Can you help me with something?
Yeah, what's up?
Can you tell me who's in the house tonight?
UK!
Let's go.
Who is that for? Give a shout out. Who is that for?
It's for Jeff Nash.
The GOAT. The one and the only. The GOAT. That's who that was for. So, Carson, land Andrew Carr. Land Brandon Garrison. I'll tell you this. The Garrison, the Carr one, we were expecting. The Garrison one, I got like my Joe Tipton notification on my phone, and I texted you, and I go, oh, man, I wonder if we got – and I'm like, Brandon Garrison, I was not expecting that one. I like both of these additions, though. So let's start with Andrew Carr. Carson, what are your initial thoughts on him? I know you've watched a ton of tape. I've watched a ton of tape on him now. What are your thoughts on this kid?
My first reaction is he fits the system perfectly. Yeah. I mean, he's your – four, he could play five too, but he's your four guy that can stretch the court. He's a good passer. He can back you down. He can score in the post. His film is really, really impressive. He's really fluid.
Yeah.
He's good at defense, has a high block percentage. I really like Andrew Carr. And you know what makes me like him a lot more?
What?
When he tweeted out that commitment picture and he's like, I know what it means to wear the jersey. Mm-hmm. That's the sign of a fan favorite right there.
And that was part of Coach Pope's speech, wasn't it? I mean, when he was introduced. I mean, that's just – this is big-time stuff. I do want to say before I give my thoughts on Carr, we hit 1,000. I meant to say that a minute ago. Thank you all so, so much. I can't believe it. I was texting Carson. I was texting you. You're at work, and I was like, I don't know how we got to 1,000 now. I don't know how that even happened. And not only did we get to 1,000, y'all got us to 1,100. I mean
– woo!
I can't put into words, and I know, Carson, you can't either, how appreciative we are for y'all listening every day. Great things in the comments, kind stuff, letting us know thoughts, having conversations. We love doing this. We really appreciate y'all's support. It means a ton. So, hey, now the goal is 450,000.
Yep.
And at some point, we'll get there. But, no, all because I really appreciate y'all a ton. Thanks for going on this journey with us, and we're really excited to keep going down this path and take you all along with us. But so my thoughts on Carr, and let me give you the numbers first: 13.5 points per contest, 6.8 rebounds, 1.5 assists, shot 52.6% from the field, and 37% from three. And now you hear 37% from three, and you go, okay, he's a 6'10", 6'11 guy, which unless Coach Pope has shrank, which maybe he has, 6'10", whatever.
Same with Amari Williams, because, I mean, they're both listed at 6'10", and Coach Pope was listed at – either Pope shrunk or these guys are bigger than what they're listed.
Yeah, you're right about that. But, I mean, so when I first saw 6'10", and I saw 37% from three, I went, okay, that's great. He can shoot him if he's open. No. I mean, listen to these numbers. He's shooting 2, 3, 4 a game. This is not like, well, he'll shoot one a game. You know, no. 2 for 4, 0 for 1, 0 for 2, 2 for 3, 2 for 3, 1 for 4, 1 for 4, 2 for 6, 2 for 5, 2 for 2. He's shooting threes. This is a legitimate percentage. This is not a percentage, like I said, where it's like, well, if he's open, then he'll take one of those really weird-looking slow center three-pointers where it takes him 3 seconds to release the ball. It's not like that. It's a really good shot for him. And we all, let's be honest, everybody sees 6'10", 6'11", 7 foot, and goes, and he can shoot, and they get really excited. And sometimes we all need to back up and go, well, is that practical? You know what I mean? With players like, and we'll say it, Big Z, Andrew Carr, that is practical because they can actually shoot. Aaron Bradshaw is one of those guys where it sounds fun on paper. I know he hit that big one against Florida, but then, yeah, is that really the shot we want? With a guy like Andrew Carr, and the word you use, Carson, fluid, is such a great word to describe him. Watch him dribble the basketball. He does not – if you didn't have any perception of size, you'd go, man, this 6'2" guard can play. He can dribble. And this kid is a forward. So I love this addition. You know, and it's funny. So And it kind of, it's going to depend on what happens with great Osabor. But I mean, I think you could go this kid at the four and Amari Williams at the five and have more, even more size than Osabor when it comes to height. But you got to remember this, Carr, he's 220. He's not, once again, it's not 6'10", 195 like we've been used to over these last few years. So, I mean, I really, really like this addition, Carson. I just, this is one of those stretch fours, can shoot, can dribble, can pass, can nasty spin moves and layups and dunks. I love this addition. So, I mean, any other thoughts on Carr before we move on to Garrison?
No, you know I love the post fade, and he's got a great one.
You got a great one. That's y'all should see the Carson Nash post fade. It's really it kills me. It makes me want to punch walls often. But so then let's move on to Brandon Garrison. Once again, that one happened this morning. I was walking the dogs and I get a notification. And I went, whoa, was not expecting that one. It was exciting. And a player, former McDonald's All-American. Okay. And former McDonald's All-American last year, he was a freshman last season at Oklahoma State. So let me pull up the numbers on him. But I mean, this is a kid, and Carson, you can go ahead and give me your thoughts. But I mean, this is a kid, I had to watch film this morning, watched a lot of film today. And this is, I love, it's an upside play. Former McDonald's All-American, a great basketball player. I love this addition. Carson, what are your thoughts on Garrison?
Yeah, and who did he commit to us over?
Oh, those silly hogs. Those, yeah. Oh wow. Remember when someone did that in Nashville, and we were like, "Oh, wow!" Remember that? Whoa! Yeah. At Robert's Westworld, shout out. Not a sponsor of the show, but we love them. Shout out Robert's Westworld. But yeah, go ahead.
But yeah, no, I love this pickup. Like you said, you get 3 years with him. He was a McDonald's All-American last year. He has super, super high upside.
Yeah.
And what I love about what Pope does, he likes to recruit kids who can pass the ball, man. Mm-hmm. Like this Brandon Garrison isn't going to get an offensive rebound and then just keep trying to go back up when he doesn't have anything. He's going to kick it out to the corners. Yeah. And he's going to make extra plays to promote better shots. So I really, really like this pickup and a great depth piece, honestly. And we needed to start getting depth pieces, but honestly, he's a kid that can play. He can play right away. I'm not saying starter minutes, but he's a great bench player to have.
That's what I love about him is I don't see him being a starter this year. Now, you got to remember, 3 years eligibility left. He was a true freshman last season. So he's going to be around a long time unless something crazy happens and he's awesome next year and he goes to the NBA. But, you know, he's the type of guy that he's your backup and then Amari Williams and maybe Carr, they move on and then he's your guy. This is going to be a great opportunity for him to come to Kentucky, probably play, you know, the what, 14 minutes a game, 12 minutes a game, whatever it is, just some bench minutes. That's one thing we need to look at, Carson, is like how Coach Pope spreads his minutes, you know, because I know Coach,
yeah,
we'll look at that. That'll be a show another time, more in the offseason. But this is just a high upside, 6'11", 245 pounds, big dude. Not afraid of physicality, not afraid to go get rebounds. He can score. I saw a few mid-range jump shots, not his game. Probably if you see him shoot a mid-range jump shot, we're going to be going, oh boy. But, you know, we need
no, yes.
Yeah, no, yes. That was the Dillingham last year. What are we doing? Okay, great shot. Yeah. But this is a kid, you know, that he's just going to come in. He's not a star. He could go to a lot of schools right now. I keep almost saying Power Six, but then the Pac-12 is not a thing anymore. So now it's like, whatever, power something. He could go to a ton of really good basketball programs and start for a lot of schools. And he's going to come in and be a backup five for this football.
And team. Don't let them kid you. Arkansas wanted this kid.
Yeah.
Like, let's not act like they didn't want this.
Fans do that. Every fan. I mean, I'm not saying we're not, you know, partaking in everybody. Fans are going to do that. Fans are going to make it, we didn't want him. And I know that they did get Adu, but I saw a lot of Arkansas fans that were, you know, being honest with themselves saying, we still wanted this kid for the same reason we want him to be our backup five, you know, and we
I got think everyone, so, everyone can see this kid's upside. So, yeah, I mean,
because it's there, you know, it's 100% there. So I really love both of these additions too. I mean, this front court is looking really good with Carr, Garrison, and Williams. I mean, you go get another guy. You know, you probably need five guys. You probably need,
you
know,
dude, if you go get great Osbor, like, come on.
Yeah, which we'll get into that. Mm-hmm. So you got any more thoughts on Garrison? I mean, any more thoughts on him?
Not really. I really like this pickup. Like, I'm huge on this guy.
Yeah, go watch the film. He's a great basketball player. Upside play. Going to be a great player for the Wildcats.
And he had 20 on Baylor last year and didn't miss a shot. So
yeah. And he had a great game against BYU, I think, too, which is funny. Yeah. I wonder if that's why Coach Pope was like, hey.
That's what Coach Pope said. And when they signed him, he said that this kid killed me and Alvin Brooks last year. So
yeah, he had 21 points against BYU. Going 7-8 from the field.
Efficient player once again. I like what Pope's doing here.
Yeah, 57% from the field will get the job done. That'll work. So Carson, we're gonna talk about two more players just real quick. Speaking of Osabor, we've talked about him. Do you have any concerns? He was in town. It was funny. I was at Drake's with my grandma and grandpa yesterday. I didn't see Coach Pope and Great Osabor there, but they were there. Well, they were at the Malone, but the one on Tate's Creek. Mm-hmm. And they were there. I didn't see them, but they were there like right when I got there. But how do you feel about Great Osabor? I'm starting to get a little bit concerned. I want to see where your head's at. Do you have any concerns?
No, I mean, I'm definitely a little more nervous than I was before the Garrison commitment. But in my opinion, this is one of those things where I think Osabor was going to take his visits regardless, five of his visits. And so this is kind of like we're going to get Garrison now so we don't have to wait for Osabor to make sure that we're okay. You know, like in the past, we've been burned by that because Cal does that. Cal will wait and make sure and try to get his guy. But instead, we're like, yep, we like this guy. He has high upside. We'll take him now. And if other options come available, if Osabor turns us down and other options come available, we can look into those guys. So I really like this. I like the decision Pope made. He's cutthroat.
Yeah.
I like it.
You can't miss on somebody waiting on somebody else. And then you miss on that guy and you go, oh, what do we do now? Like,
exactly.
Yeah. So,
and one thing I'll say about the kids that that Pope's recruiting right now and that we have committed, everything I've heard about these guys is that they're good young men. Like, they have a good head on their shoulders. They're not in controversy. I really, really like that. And that's what'll make a good team.
It's easy to root for them too. I always say it's easy to root for, just, you know, like last year's team, I interview wise got to know some of them. I'm, you know, just doing interviews and just good people, man. And I think that's gonna be the same this year. I like, because some Cal teams previous, you know, there's some guys that weren't the nicest human beings, it sounds like, heard some stories. So these are great human beings. You know, they're gonna be great in the community, and that's exciting too. On top of, it's bigger than just basketball when it comes to stuff like that, and that's great to see. A lot of fan favorites are gonna be on this team. So the last guy before we call it a day here, tell me about Alldae Bray, the best three-point shooter in the world, except for Reed Sheppard. Thoughts? Where are we?
Well, I'm going to say I'm excited for Kobe Bray to be a Wildcat. That's what I'm going to say, because I have a really, really, really good feeling about Kobe Bray being a Wildcat. And I will say, there was someone, you know, on the other side of the screen from me kind of dunking on me with bringing up how recruiting is fluid and that he doesn't think that Kentucky's going to be in it. And then the tides have turned. The tides have turned a little bit.
You had all day to you couldn't have dunked on me better than that. You had all day, and that's all you come up with.
I wasn't trying to hurt your feelings, because I've been there before. You know, been there, done that.
Are you talking about dunked? Was that a reference to when you dunked on me once and I walked back? There it is. That's the one we were waiting for. Yeah, that's that joke's going to stay an inside joke within the Wildcats Today podcast, or else I'll probably walk away from this desk again. But, that's true. I didn't believe any of the smoke until there was legitimate smoke. I didn't believe any of it. And we're here now. I mean, I feel really confident the Wildcats are going to land Bray. And once again, we said that, who did we say that about? There was somebody else we said we felt.
It was Richie Saunders, but that situation was different.
I know that was different. My point is, nothing's written in stone yet.
Yeah. But like I said, really about before we got, before we felt good about him, recruiting is fluid.
I've got another question for you. This is a good question for you call today. It's an interesting one. So it sounds like Mahaney committing to UConn is what they kind of said, we're good, you know, Who would you rather, and be honest, who would you rather have, Bray or Mahaney? And what's the gap of the difference gap? And be honest, don't say Bray if you really think, but be honest with me. Give me your thoughts.
No, I would definitely take Bray. And that's for me, that's because you can't find what Bray gives you in the transfer portal. You can find what Mahaney gives you. You can't find what Bray gives you.
Because he's 6'7".
He's the best 3-point shooter in the country.
And like, he's also 6'6", 6'7".
Yeah, he's 6'6", 6'7". He's the best 3-point shooter in the country. He played on a tournament team last year. He made big plays in their game.
Yeah. I would say it for me, it would probably be like split right down the middle. But here's the deal. I'd rather have one than neither. I'd rather have both, but I'd rather have one than neither. And I would have taken either one of them. Break and shoot the rock, man. He can shoot the rock. We've seen it. We've seen it in March. There's no denying it. Want this kid bad.
Bray is like an upgraded version of Kellen Grady.
And Grady was what, 6'4"? Was he tall?
He was like 6'3".
Really?
I thought
he was a little bit taller. Yeah, that's a good point. I hope the Cats land this kid because he's a stud, man. He's a really good player. So, Carson, any other thoughts? Any other thoughts?
Nothing other than
an announcement, though. We do have announcements.
Let's hear the announcement.
Well, we are going to move to 3 days a week on the pod now rather than two. So the days of that is still like recruiting. It's a little bit fluid. We're going to figure it out. We'll get it set in stone as we figure out, you know, where we're going, what the plan is. We're either going to do like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday type of thing, or like a Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. We'll figure out the schedule. When we have that set in stone, we'll obviously let y'all know, and then it'll you know, become routine. So that's the plan, 3 episodes a week going forward, and it's going to be really easy to pump stuff out of these next few weeks with all this fun recruiting news going on. And once again, thank you all so much for 1,000 subscribers. We really, really appreciate it, and we can't wait to take this thing to the next level. Any other thoughts, Carson?
No. Thank you again, because I didn't get to say it, but thank you all so much. We really enjoy doing this, bringing you all content. I know I love doing it and talking, so I really thank you all a lot.
The whole dunk, that thing's just it's settling in now. It's really setting in. All right, everybody. We'll tell that story someday, but it's not going to be today. Hope everybody has an outstanding rest of their day. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Once again, keep hitting that button if you haven't already, that subscribe button. Have a great rest of your day, and we will see y'all next time.